Welcome to Swinglish Rantings Radio. Hello, this is Paul here with the Monkey Princess.
Hello, hello.
Today is Monday, April 30th. And like every day, we have a name day, but we're sort of on like a kind of holiday here. We've got some special things going on here in Sweden.
Yeah, we do.
What is special about today with that red letter day?
Well, first I could tell you that today we do have a name day.
Okay.
Some holidays we don't even have a name day because it's just that special
day. I was wondering.
Yeah. Today's name day is Mariana.
Mariana.
Yeah, sort of like Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we know anybody with that name, though.
Well, let's get that over with then. Happy name day, Mariana.
Grattis på namnsdagen, Mariana. And then for this kind of holiday thing, today is not really a red day. Tomorrow is a red day because tomorrow is May Day, the 1st of May. But Valborg or Valpurgis is sort of like an in-between the holidays day. So a lot of people get
the extra day off.
Yeah. Kids in school, they get today off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Saturday, Sunday, then today is Monday, and today's off, and tomorrow's Tuesday. This is a long holiday. Valborg, or the Valpurgis tradition, this is something that goes back, way back into the past. It has to do with the feast of the Anglo-German Saint Valpurgis. Valpurga was a woman, and she was born in England in 1710.
1710?
Seven? No, 710. Sorry, 710.
Off by 1,000 years
very,
there.
Very long ago. Not even 17, 710. And she went to live in Württemberg in Germany and became a nun and an abbess in the convent of Heidenheim. And then she was made a saint on the 1st of May, 779. That's around the same dates that we here in Scandinavia celebrated the return of spring, and we had all of our fertility rites and rituals.
That's when we go to the cemetery and we celebrate the fertility rites?
No, that's midsummer.
That's midsummer we go to the cemetery.
Yeah, we have a lot of fertility rites
here.
Oh, yes.
Don't really understand that one.
But with the conversion of the Swedes into Christianity, and since that time of year was the same, then the pagan and the Christian celebrations, they became mixed together, and it resulted in Valpurgis Night.
Okay.
And today it's just a celebration of springtime. And then the Skansen Open Air Museum up in Stockholm,
mm-hmm,
where they have those sing-along thingies in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they... And they
can't
also
stop a Swede from singing.
No, and they also have that New Year's Eve thing, the celebration. That's up there, too. And, of course, they have it on Valborgsmässoafton. They got singers and things. But that's not the only reason, because our king, he has his birthday today.
Oh, really?
Yes. King Carl the 16th Gustav, he celebrates his birthday on Valborg's Day. This is when you see all the Swedish flags everywhere, because
mm-hmm,
it's a flag day. Today, he celebrates his 61st birthday, because he was born in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the king shares his birthday with your father.
Oh, yes. My father, when he came to Sweden, he thought that they were flagging for him.
Celebrate my birthday,
yeah. Back then, it was just the king was still a crown prince back then. He wasn't even a king. But it was a flag day.
So happy birthday to the king and happy birthday to your father.
Grattis på födelsedagen, kungen. Och grattis på födelsedagen, pappa.
All right, so I guess we can move on to the news.
Yeah.
And today we have some fluffy news. We didn't really dig into the hardcore news. We figure it's a holiday, so we'll do some fluff here.
Eh, And we don't have time, really, either, because we're going to a birthday party.
Okay, that's true, that's true. All right, now, let me tell you as a warning to everyone. If you're driving to Sweden, I want to caution everyone, do not pick up Dutch cannibal hitchhikers. It's a mistake. Don't pick up Dutch cannibal hitchhikers on your drive to Sweden.
There's a lot of them out there?
Well, you wouldn't think so. But it turns out last month there was a guy in Holland, and he was doing a delivery of flowers. I mean, Holland, tulips, you know, so.
Yeah, they do come here every spring.
All right, so he was making a delivery, and he decided to pick up a cannibal on the way to keep him company on the road, I guess. So he's there, and the other guy was Dutch also.
Yeah.
And they get into Sweden, and they drive up, and the driver's tired, and it's early in the morning, so he decides he's going to take a break and go to sleep. Now, it's one of these tractor-trailer kind of things, and it's got two bunks in the back.
Yeah.
So they strip down, and they each go into their own separate bunks. And they
yeah, because you don't want to sleep with the same clothes that you are going to have on the next day. Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden, the Dutch cannibal hitchhiker takes the driver's pants and throws it out the window.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, maybe horsing around. So the Dutch truck driver, he goes outside.
Yeah, you gotta get your pants back.
To get his pants back.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the cannibal Dutchman attacks him outside. And says, I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
And he proceeds to bite off his nose and his ear.
Ew.
And I guess the truck driver fought him off because the truck driver managed to get back into the truck and then drive the truck. But I guess he couldn't drive with his nose ripped off and his ear bleeding because he was in a daze. He drove off the road and hit a transformer.
Oh.
And that knocked off the power to a local school.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That alerted someone.
So the police came to investigate what they thought was a truck accident.
Yeah.
And they come there, they find the driver all bloody without his nose and without his ear.
Yeah.
And then a few hundred yards away, they find a naked Dutch cannibal hitchhiker. Oh, boy. And so they get everyone to the hospital, and turns out that the Dutch cannibal, when he was a little boy, he was involved in some kind of accident at a zoo.
Yeah.
He was attacked by a puma,
mm-hmm.
and so he's always been fascinated by this. Now, this guy's in his 40s, and so he's a little disturbed, and it turns out that he wasn't taking his schizophrenia medicine.
Uh-oh.
And when they told him what was going on, the guy said, it doesn't sound like something I would do.
Well, no, not when you're in your sound mind, I guess.
Well, they're keeping him in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like Silence of the Lambs. But just as a warning, do not pick up Dutch cannibal hitchhikers on your drive to Sweden.
Well, if you do, maybe it helps if you have some kind of medicine in your truck.
Yeah,
so you can pop some pills into him.
Yep, it's a little strange. Okay, and then what was big in the news recently is in Prague, the court case regarding the Swedish terrorist. That they ruled that he can be extradited.
Mm-hmm.
The defense wants to protest that decision, but I'm pretty confident they're going to get that terrorist to the United States for a trial.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys who was running the terrorist training camp in Oregon back in 1999.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's part of the same group of Swedish terrorists that were running the terrorist training camp in southern Sweden.
No, I'm not sure.
But That was making the news. And,
yeah.
A lot of people in the news. It seems like the regular person in Sweden seems to have common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the Swedish journalists and newspaper people, they just, it's unbelievable.
Well, they want to sell newspapers.
Well, they want to sell newspapers, and they want to pretend that terrorism doesn't exist, and it's like they're painfully walking on eggshells because they don't want to offend this one or they don't want to offend this one.
I think maybe that has to do with the Muhammad cartoons in Denmark and things. Maybe newspapers. Well, then again, I guess it's always been like that, even before the cartoons.
Wow. It goes beyond that with the journalists here.
Yeah.
As I just imagine it, that you become a journalist and all your common sense comes out.
Mm.
For instance, this next one here, there was a new survey taken on the European Union. You know how the European Union, the Constitution was coming out?
Yeah.
And people were voting on it?
Yeah.
France voted it down.
Mm.
Germany voted it down.
Yeah.
Seems no one wants this thing, but the journalists want it and the super elite, they want it.
We voted it down a whole bunch of times. Sweden is, we're members of the EU, but we don't have the monetary union.
Well, there's the monetary union and there's the European Union.
Yeah.
We're members of the European Union.
Yeah.
And the Constitution, the European Constitution, the Swedish politicians didn't even want the people to be able to vote for it. They were going to vote for it their level.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's too complicated. Yeah, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
No one wants this thing. It's very complicated to pass something against the will of the people and try to get everyone to believe it's the best thing.
That's the thing where it's like going to be one law that goes in all of the countries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because each country has individual laws and rules and decisions, and if it works in that country.
So 6,000 people were polled, and only 40% of them think the EU is a good idea.
Yeah.
But what do the wacko journalists, like at the local, the Swedish online newspaper.
In English.
In English.
Yeah.
Only 40% of the people want the EU, and they say, Swedes champion the EU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And further in that, 10%. Only 10% are in favor of letting Turkey come into the EU.
Yeah.
Now, part of the reason that there's big resentment with the European Union is because of all the socialism and all the gifts that the European Union gives to everyone.
Yeah.
And so if you bring in poorer countries, everything else becomes a wash.
Yeah.
That's why we had some of the union problems here in Sweden recently with the construction workers union. They're going to bring in more lower paid workers.
Yeah.
And so there's resentment with that.
Mm.
But the paper also points out that food, there's more ease of commerce.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know would like alcohol.
Yeah.
And over-the-counter pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
To be sold by other than the state monopoly.
Mm.
Here in Sweden, if you want to buy a simple aspirin,
you have to go to the pharmacy.
You have to go to the state-run pharmacy.
Yeah.
Because there's no other pharmacy.
You can only get, like, Band-Aids and stuff like that at any other place.
If you want to buy a bottle of Listerine, you have to buy it at the pharmacy.
Well, I'm not sure about the Listerine mouthwash and
the
stuff.
The Listerine mouthwash we could only get at the pharmacy.
We'll have to look in the store and see just how that works.
Okay.
It's certain things
because I think it had alcohol in it.
Yeah, certain things
and it's
are
antiseptic.
Considered. Yeah, certain things.
Listerine is a type of medicine, really.
Yeah, it's considered medicine and
so
who
but
knows?
But anything that's aspirin, you know, it's like you have to go to the state store for that.
Yeah.
You know, but the EU, some people see it as good for trade.
Mm.
To bring down some of the monopolies and to get cheaper things.
Yeah.
But the papers are really pushing this EU thing when most Swedes don't want it.
Yeah.
And another 40% of the people are only 40% of the Swedes polled were in favor of partaking in EU-initiated peacekeeping efforts.
Yeah.
Where they send the army out to wherever their whim is this time. We'll send out peacekeeping forces here so we can have our soldiers in harm's way so they can watch everyone else do battle and do nothing.
That thing with the EU, how they didn't even want the Swedish people to vote for it. It's like they say that it's too complicated to understand, but they don't really give you the facts.
Well, they don't want to give you the facts.
In a way so you're able to understand.
Well, we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah.
Okay, and now moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Stockholm witch who tried to kill his roommates.
A witch?
Yeah, it seems this apartment in Stockholm, two guys were living there already, and they had picked up a third roommate.
Yeah.
This third roommate was a 24-year-old guy.
Yeah.
He was out drinking one night. He came home late and said to his roommates, he says, "Let's drink and have a good time." Mm-hmm. And the other guy said, "No, we're tired.
Yeah.
And we want to go to sleep. We have to go to work tomorrow."
Mm.
And he'd have nothing with that. And he started going crazy in the place. He'd start jumping up in the air. He had this necklace made of lion's teeth or shark's teeth. And he started doing a dance and making all these violent gestures. And then he had taken a knife out at one point. And he chased the one roommate out into the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was only wearing his underwear.
Yeah. Ooh.
He couldn't catch that guy, and then he came back in, and he kept the other guy trapped in there for quite some time. And at one point, the police said that he actually threatened to slice his throat.
Yeah.
And eventually he passed out.
Yeah.
While he was making wolf cries and this, that, and the other thing. And Stockholm witch.
Yeah.
And he's locked up, and the prosecutor wants him put away for quite a bit of time.
Makes you wonder. Does make you wonder sometimes.
We don't need crazy witch people running around doing wolf dances.
No, not really.
Why?
If they want to do it, they can do it out in the woods where they don't disturb anybody.
Mm-hmm. And now let's move on to environmental news.
Oh.
I am amazed. There is so much going on with the environment today.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are going out and they're doing good work.
Yeah.
And with all their work to try to prevent climate change, did you know that even with everyone working, putting together all these concerts, college kids are skipping their classes to sing songs and to party it up on the weekends and party it up during class time
to save the environment,
even with all this effort? The Martian ice cap is disappearing.
Mars?
Yeah, well, the Martian ice cap is disappearing also.
Do they have SUVs on Mars?
They only have two vehicles on Mars. They have the two rovers that are running around taking pictures.
Oh, those little teeny tiny things that we sent out.
Yeah. So it seems like the Martian ice cap is melting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small portion of one of the glaciers in Greenland.
Yeah.
That there's one. Greenland's a huge ice-covered place.
Yeah.
And there's one small part of it. There's a glacier that's going back.
Mm.
But the rest of Greenland is getting bigger with ice and deeper with ice.
Yeah.
But there's one little small portion of Greenland that's melting there.
Mm.
And Antarctica, there's one little glacier there that's lost some surface, but the rest of it is really kicking in. And the scientists have gone back over the heat patterns of Mars since the 70s.
Yeah.
And they've found, guess what? The Martian planet has increased in temperature by 0.5% of a degree, by half a degree, just like Earth did.
But wait a minute. If Earth... And they say it's global warming, and they say that it's us humans doing it with...
No, that's the Hollywood people that say humans are doing it.
Then maybe it is the sun.
Who would think that the sun would heat up the Earth? Obviously, it's heating up Mars.
Because Mars doesn't have anything to do with the...
Very strange, though, isn't it? How come the papers don't talk more about this? Mars heats up from the 70s half a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Earth heats up from, it took a little longer for the Earth, a half a degree.
Yeah.
And it can't possibly be the sun, you know. Well, don't worry, because Al Gore is on the ball.
Yeah, and wasn't it, who was it, that woman who now says...
Yeah, well,
says
that's, Al Gore tells you that cigarette smoking is a major factor in global warming.
Yeah.
And crazy Sheryl Crow tells you you should only use one square of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because if everyone only uses one square of toilet paper, all their butts will stink, and no one will be able to figure out that the rest of this global warming stuff also stinks.
Mm-hmm. And what was that other thing with the cows?
Oh,
they were
going
to feed them? Because
they want to give dietary supplements to cows to reduce their farts. In America, they had a product called, Beano.
Yeah.
Which is something, if you have a digestive system that creates lots of gases, you can add this supplement to your food, and it reduces the gas buildup in your stomach.
Yeah.
They want to do the same thing for cows because, cows, it's discovered, produce more greenhouse gases than all the automobiles and all the factories on Earth.
It's just ridiculous. Cows have been farting for how many millions of years?
And what about all the buffalo that used to be in the United States?
Yeah.
Herds of buffalo. So many millions that they covered an entire state.
And they were farting all over the place.
Dinosaurs. We had dinosaur farts before.
Humongous ones.
Big dinosaur farts.
Yeah.
And we still have the planet hundreds of millions of years later.
Sometimes people go to such extremes.
Okay. So I hope the good thing is that summer is here.
Yeah, summer is here.
We will not have to rescue any more stranded global warming enthusiasts who are stuck in the snowdrifts. Summer's here, and now they can all get on their airplanes and take their trips to all these big concerts and get into their cars and pump out all this global warming gases as they go to their concerts and listen to their music to save the planet.
Yep.
They're going to help the economy with their ticket sales, their gasoline consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Big oil company owners like Al Gore, who owns a lot of oil company stock, and Nancy Pelosi, who owns a lot of oil company stock, they're going to make a killing. So you kids that want to skip school and go to these global warming conventions, go right ahead. You're making the economy go. Well, that's it from Sweden. Enjoy. And enjoy the May Day.
Hej då och ha en skön Valborg och en skön första maj.